Oh, that sounded like three of us, didn't it? We are here in my garden.
Hey!
Michael Tech Mac for the first time ever. An outside broadcast night.
Whoa!
Plugged in from inside.
From the van.
There's a catering van over there, which hasn't been started yet. The week in Mackie's. We've got a great panel today. Starting with Mr. Will Green.
Hello.
Oh
my god! Let me tighten that little chap up. There we go.
You said that before.
Hey!
There you go. Hello.
What? Oh, are we doing? Oh, so okay. Yes, yes.
Oh,
sort of
yeah, tight. Did it when he was live.
A whole tightener. Now I was waiting for the response. Hello, Ewan. How are you? Nice
I'm
to be in.
Good, mate. Glad nice to make it over. What's it like on the opposite side of the city?
It's good. It's
sunnier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sunnier, and the Sat Nav took us through an interesting route through Birmingham. That was nice. Got off the M6 about 15 miles away and tootled through. It was
good, man. Next to him, Alex Fox from Essex.
Yeah, thank you.
Still trouble with the mic?
No. It's not. It's the world that's moving. The mic's staying steady. Hello.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Tough journey.
No, it's great. I just sat in the back of a car and let other people do the work.
Standard practice.
That's called
then.
Being posh.
Standard practice.
That's it.
Next to him, Dr. Crappy Mike. What's it like to be on a decent mic, mate?
I have nothing to say. Oh, they'll actually, everyone's going to know what I sound like now, aren't they? They'll actually know my real voice is as bad as, it's not the microphone making
it's
me
not
sound
Patrick Stewart like.
No, it's not. I have no timbre.
No. Back row, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, I know people's names on Twitter.
No, stand near to the mic.
Yes, I'm Mike.
Mike.
Pleasure to be here.
No surname. Mac user?
I use all computers.
Good man. Next to him, we've got Dave from Scotland.
From Scotland.
The Scotland chapter of Bagel Tech.
Indeed. Not a Mac user because we can't afford them up there, but there you go.
We've got no bandwidth either.
No, absolutely.
Not a Mac.
Mac and Mac, Scotland, not a Mac, very good.
Yeah, we did think about doing Apple for the trademark, but...
Next to him, we've got Paul.
Hi, Cyberpaul.
Cyberpaul.
Mac user.
And fantastic gazebo erector. Three of these up in 20 years.
You leave my erections out of this.
More it's in. And finally, Steve from the London Mac Group.
Yep, hello. Clothhead HQ on Twitter. My name's Steve.
Yeah, get the followers, dude.
I'll try.
There's loads of them. Sarah's over here as well, but are you taking part or?
All of my followers are in one garden.
I've not normally on the Mac show.
You've been on the Mac show before?
I have twice, yes.
So you need to get near a microphone, though. That's the only trouble.
I don't know how I'm going to contribute, apart from I'm the anti-Mac voice.
You better stand over here with me then.
James Kay is 25,000 miles away, which is. That's
quite difficult.
That's a tenth of the way to the moon. I don't believe that for a second.
I think 10,000 miles is about as far as you can get.
He says down under.
That's half.
Yeah, but you can only get halfway there and come back.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's 25,000 miles if you go round and back again, I think.
The week in Mac. So, the typing record for the iPad has been beaten. The entire alphabet typed in 5.2 seconds on the virtual keyboard as well, which is pretty impressive because it takes me about a minute to do one word. We've also got the word App Store is no longer Apple's. You can see Uncle Steve getting really pissed off about that one. And rumours about iPhones. Mr. Navy, you started that one off. Go on.
Yeah, just saying this rumour this morning that the imagine two phones in September, one the iPhone 5, which is the upgraded version of the iPhone, and then separately a phone version of the iPod Touch. You've got the iPod Touch, add a 3G chip, free GPS chip to it, add a 3G chip to it. They can sell that to
scratching me in.
So they're just basically bringing back the old phone and then bringing up an upgrade.
Yeah, it's a slim iPhone, I grant you, but
if they did that, they could sell it quite cheaply.
But will it be able to do what the normal iPhone can't do and make a phone call?
That's the question. That's the question.
I must say, I've beaten my iPhone. I have.
In what respect?
Well, I've managed to get like a 10 quid. Cheap mobile phone,
okay.
So I can actually make phone calls during the day.
I know,
when I'm out
it's
and
you have to carry. Yeah. Simon, our photographer and bodyguard, actually always carries around two phones. One to make phone calls on and one to look slightly less stupid with.
Steve in the chat room wants to know, is Will in the corner having a crafty spliff?
No, he's doing it.
He's desperately searching the video. So, what do we reckon to new iPhone?
Rubbish.
Is it going to come in September at all or what?
No.
Because, I mean, I don't see it.
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, you'd know about it by now. I mean, there's so many leaks out.
Well, there was a picture this morning, wasn't there, on Mac Rumours?
Yeah, I think it'll be September.
Actually, we should ask Will, because he's actually normally right.
I am, aren't I?
You are?
I am.
I have to be nice to him, he's sitting next to me.
I'm normally right,
yeah.
Green.
Well, listen.
Hang on, let's put that in the middle.
This is my theory on it, is most people have taken out their contracts in June-ish. Seems to have gone like a June cycle. And so a lot of people are now out of contracts who can move one way or the other. And I'm sure there'll be pressure brought to bear to a certain extent from the mobile phone providers for Apple not to leave these people out of contracts for an entire year. It doesn't make any sense at all. So the hardware will be there, and they can't leave it, I don't think, any longer than 3 months after June. So I think September is the time, even if it's not the iPhone 5, even if it's like iPhone 4.5, there'll be something to claw poor suckers like me back into a two-year contract to keep the mobile providers happy.
The long pause there when Will was talking was the tray of pastries that appeared to be right.
The bagels.
I mean, is there like no gap anymore between iPod and phone? And that's why it's September, because September's always been the iPod event, hasn't
it? Yeah, so if you're going to upgrade an iPod and put a phone in it, it's got to be, you know, that's when you got to do it. Yeah. I mean, you can't upgrade an iPod and put a phone in it and then say it's no longer an iPod. It's still an iPod with a phone. And I think that's the main difference to what you were saying.
Yeah.
One is still an intrinsically music player, or, you know, I don't know what you call it, media player, and they've just stuck the ability to make a phone call. Maybe they've just got
the iPhone.
Yeah, well, no, that's the trouble. They with the iPhone, they didn't bother putting any ability to make a phone call in it. They just pretended to.
I think there's two.
They just charged you for it instead of actually making it work.
There's two facts that we know. There's one, iOS 5 will be released, and there will be an iPhone 5 released. Why not release them together?
Are they going to tie them together now?
September.
So they're definitely going to tie them together now.
I think they would.
You know,
so they can make a big launch with it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
On a bit of a sick note, if you want Steve Jobs to come out to do the presentation, you're probably better off asking him once than twice. I'm not sure how many times you're going to get him back out again, so...
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It's my theory. I'm sorry. Every time I see him, and I've been going on about this for quite some time, you and I will back me up, the guy should not be working. The guy should just be enjoying whatever health he's got left, and
what time he's got left?
Whatever health time he's got.
Oh, okay.
Please God, he lives for a long, long time. But I know he's going to live for a long, long time and be particularly well when he does it. So I think, you know, if you want to launch a great cluster of things and you want Steve Jobs to do it, then just do it in one go. I'm actually being kind rather than horrible. Well,
so what you're saying is we're getting iPhone version 8 in September.
Yeah, they're going to bring out the plans for the next 20 years worth of Apple plans, and then they'll just like leak them out when the. You know, it's a bit future armourish. You're going to have his head in a jar or something, and then.
Oh no! Steady on.
Maybe all you need is a turtleneck, a black turtleneck jumper, and it could just speak to you. Couldn't
it? Start using holograms or something like that. Future <Exactly. laughs> launches and things like that.
With Richard Nixon next to him.
I'm not a crook.
Walt Disney. Now he would fit in a jar.
Yeah, well, what's left of him would.
Exactly.
Probably fit in a small pickle jar.
That's not true.
What?
Walt Disney is buried in the family cemetery.
Yeah, I know, but
his head's not there, is it?
No, it is.
I thought he was meant to be cryogenically frozen.
It's
cryogenically.
No, that's
Yeah, but it makes...
The other thing, you don't have to edit.
Edit.
The other thing.
10 minutes in.
Doesn't need any editing. All of Walt Disney's body, the top bit from the neck up, is joined to the bottom bit from the neck down.
Yeah, but all the nice bits are in the jar.
That's called intact.
Yes, that's the
one. Okay.
Yeah, that thing, head, jar, cryogenic
thing. Intact, is that
thing,
some sort of Latin derivative word?
It's a myth. No, he was buried intact in his family cemetery.
Were you there?
No.
Well,
so yours is a myth. I don't believe this conspiracy theory that he's in one piece.
Do you not?
No, I think it's more fun to believe the worst of him.
Yeah, but you would.
And he's dead. And in British law, they can't do anything to us.
Yeah, but if there was a zombie attack,
like Walt Disney.
You would want having bought Disney.
You know what? I mean, if I was actually going to meet him, if he had a head or not, knowing that he's been dead all those years, I'd probably be pretty frightened, whatever method
they
he came
to
back
to. Sack. If you had a beard, he would sack you.
If you hadn't got a head, you wouldn't recognise him.
Well, at least if I had a beard, he'd sack me. His head is in the sack.
Already. They say if you turned up, that was a Walt Disney rule. If you had a beard, that was it.
I say Pluto didn't last very long, did he?
The Mac show with no boundaries and beer.
And no Mac.
And no sense of taste.
Will, please take over. This is sounding far too normal.
I was looking at your glass. Is it your hand so big that that looks just like a half pint, or is it?
It's the keys from the miniature camera on the photo show again, isn't it?
Are they the same size? They're different, aren't they?
They look very. They look the same.
Do they?
Good podcast material.
But what happens if he hits the miniature whiskies on a like a?
Yeah, I'll have two fingers of whiskey, please.
What's it called, Lilliput?
Don't worry, Will. You're bigger than mine.
I don't know. Actually,
you told me it was. So
okay, great.
If you
great.
Can start measuring, can you let me leave?
That's. I've got to say, I thought that comment would go down far better than it did.
No, well, it's nice.
We're all slightly embarrassed.
I thought it was
going to
kill the conversation.
Did you? Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the doctor said. Well, my wife's doctor.
Had you paid his bill yet? That's the point.
Did you see the iPad 2 little keyboardy thing?
Yeah, lovely.
Mm. Oh,
that is really nice.
But would it
£599?
Yeah, wouldn't it not be cheaper to just buy a MacBook Air in the first place?
No, it's £50, but I need to buy an iPad 2. So it's
yes, it looks nice. It's a nice looking stand. And if does it charge?
Bluetooth keyboard, rechargeable Bluetooth keyboard. Yeah.
For £50.
For $50.
$50.
Yeah. Well, you can't get a Bluetooth keyboard for $50 with a charger.
No.
It's cheaper, so let's just buy them.
Well, it's not in this country either. It's in the US. So when it comes over, it's going to be
£50,000.
Are they not the free giveaways for coming here?
It's a party bag.
You're drinking the free giveaway for coming here, dude.
Completely.
Well, you forgot completely what you're whispering for. It's a podcast. It doesn't work.
No, you can edit it.
There's a mute button.
Oh, I'd forgotten completely that I bought a set of headphones to do as a giveaway for today.
You bought headphones? Okay. Is it a raffle?
Yeah, well, it's a thing that you can do. I bought a set
of... So there you go, got a 1
Bose.
In 10 chance.
Bose headphones?
Yeah, so far. Bose headphones is a...
I'll throw in
Bose headphones?
I'll throw in my free iPhone headphones.
I don't know what you have to do to win it. I can't remember.
Well, you have to have been here for a start, I think.
No, it's just something that they've got to...
People got to write in. Yeah. Sponsored by Dr. Happy Man.
Well, you got a chat room,
we've got
to
do something.
Chat room. Do you want a set of Bose headphones?
Bloody hell. Bose headphones.
Why did I forget that? I bought a whole load of iPod Nano cases to give away as well.
What's going on here then?
I completely.
I think he robbed the next factory before he.
I've got to say, I thought the chat room would be empty. We got 16 people in here.
All pretending not to be at work.
And Don McAllister wishes he was here.
The chat room saying it's got no sound. Crap.
Don't know.
Hang on. Edit point at 14 minutes. Well, actually, edit point at the start, really, but... Right. So we all want the new little iPad 2 thing.
Yes.
Is this the one that looks like a keyboard, which is a MacBook Air
MacBook
keyboard?
Air, yeah.
And you plug the iPad 2 on the back of it. So
it just rests, I think.
Together, like it looks like almost a MacBook Air, but a bit cheaper.
$50.
So if you're looking, if you were watching in the... chat room, you'd have seen the picture and you'd have known which one we were talking about. So it's a lot more complicated when you do it live, isn't it?
Yeah, no pictures now, sorry.
So what do we reckon?
You can have sound or vision.
Which point in July does Lion hit the... What do you think?
Next
Tuesday.
Well, they're
saying Wednesday, aren't they?
No, next Tuesday.
You said that last week.
Yeah.
You said this Wednesday last week.
It's going to be Tuesday.
Yeah. That was me guessing, which is useless because I'm never right.
No, it's not. You said last week it'll be this Wednesday.
Yeah, no, I'm never right.
There's a Harry Hill moment coming.
But the one thing you can be sure, if I tweet out that Apple are going to bring something out, you can guarantee they aren't.
The App Store has gone down. No, actually, it's my computer. That's what you did last time. Yeah. I'm really excited. The App Store's gone down. No, it's not. It's my broadband.
Well, Lion has got to come out before the 18th, has it not, Mr. Naylor? No,
I blink and hope it comes out before the 18th.
You're sitting there really quietly.
The London Mac User Group 18th, we got an event in the pub. But I've got a theory that it will come out in connection with the earnings call. So the earnings call is on the 19th. That's when Apple would love to come on and say, in the last week, we have downloaded already so many widgets of Lion. They'd love to be able to do that. So they're probably putting quite a lot of pressure on at the moment to be able to release it the week before that which is next week, is it? Next Tuesday?
Yeah, but Apple do have a habit of trying to push things before they're quite ready and it all goes horribly wrong for a couple of weeks. And I think they did that with Snow Leopard, didn't they?
They did it with 10.6.8, dude. Yeah, that's why we're sat on my patio with audio equipment. It's all analogue.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, maybe you might have to do a farewell to Snow Leopard show instead.
Snow Leopard maybe. Was all right when it came out.
When it came, well, I don't know.
I had real issues.
I had real issues with Photoshop.
10.5 was just complete.
Photoshop CS4 died on me when Snow Leopard came out.
There was Photoshop issues. That's right.
And I was sorely unhappy.
See, I didn't have four. No, four didn't go. It was three that went.
That was from 10.6.2 to 3.
No.
They had the serial number issue with Adobe software not working.
No, it wouldn't.
God, this is good.
It wouldn't save. Sorry, no, it wouldn't save.
I've switched off at this point. I've got to be honest.
JPEGs crashed when Snow Leopard came out. They fixed it in 10.6.1, and then they broke it again in 10.6.2.
And then in 10.6.3, they introduced the bug that if your machine serial number had 13 digits, then right. Adobe software wouldn't even launch.
So that does.
No, okay, they broke it.
It another does make anorak. The question, why do we
buy Macs? I like working Mac.
The other driver is that you've probably got 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 boxes of MacBook Airs ready to go, and they're just waiting until that line is released before they can then start selling them. They'll be pushing quite hard to
all
get
all with
those,
Thunderbolt.
Yeah, the new MacBook Air, whatever that looks like.
Is it me that every time you hear Thunderbolt, you go very, very frightened and you start going, me, Galileo, in your head?
No.
It's only me then?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, that's all right. I just wondered if I was mental. Yeah, very, very and you're right. Will, back me up here.
Well, I don't know.
Did you buy your cable, dude?
No. No, I didn't. So 35 quid.
Eh? For a mini DisplayPort cable?
Oh, no, I haven't done that either. I can't be.
What have you done this week?
Well, not a. Well, I have done a hell of a lot actually.
He's walked from Ironbridge.
What have I done this week? Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces.
Important bits and pieces.
Yes, important. I tell you what, I've had 300 cups of Bovril delivered.
With mine, sorry. I thought you'd drank 300.
How do you get cups of Bovril delivered? Don't they come in a jar and you make it yourself?
You can't leave us hanging, dude.
No. Well, I got this new coffee machine thing, right? And I like Bovril. And
phew, I thought you were going to say you didn't like it.
No, the thing is, they promised me. They said, okay, we'll mix it up, love. You can have Bovril, hot chocolate, coffee, and tea, all in the one box. Great. Okay, off
that
you go.
It's disgusting.
And well, and so it came. Rocks, and it was just Bovril. And I rung up and I said, look, you said you promised me like a mixed bag, and I said, no, we don't mix the Bovril. Yeah, because we don't sell many of it. You have to have a whole box. So I've got a whole box of fucking Bovril now, and I mean it's very nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, but. So that's what I've done this week.
I don't understand.
I think welcome to Mac again would be a good start. Yeah.
So you've got like a.
It's got an industrial machine, isn't it?
There's like a kettle, and next to it, there's like a tin and Nescafe or something. Nice.
Have you bought one of these automatic machines, like commercial?
Yeah, I've got it's for the studio. I've got a proper commercial.
Studio
Bovril machine.
Cafe.
There is.
Free Bovril. Free Bovril. Come to the British Mac Studios, you get free Bovril.
What, like a.
Only £1,000 per show?
Thing.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, man. Okay, well, I'll come next week.
Point in the chat room is Will's pick a tease made. From the 70s.
Did they make Bovril tease mates? Oh, look. The sky chicken
we're
licking.
Gonna take off.
The sky's coming down.
Ooh. Any other Mac news?
I'm go thinking.
On. Come on. Work for you, money.
I got Final Cut this week.
You got Final Cut?
Yeah, I bought Final
Cut. Yeah, but 3.1.
The thing is, no, the one thing with Final Cut that I didn't know, that if you buy Final Cut 10, now I don't know this whether it's because I had Final Cut 7, but when you buy Final Cut 10, you also get, compressor yeah. And the other one.
They always came together.
Yeah, but.
But now you have to buy them separately.
Yeah, but no, it comes with it, but you get the older versions.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
When you buy Final Cut 10, I and it wasn't installed before. And yes, okay, I had Final Cut 7 before, like the, you know, Final Cut Studio. But suddenly, now I've got a compressor and I've got, what's the other one called?
Motion.
No, not motion. Because I've already got motion.
Emotion.
Oh, the audio one, you know, the Soundtrack Pro.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Suddenly appeared on my my applications folder in a folder called Final Cut Studio. And it was the older versions, it wasn't the modern versions, but but I haven't seen that anywhere else.
Is it 10 or is it X?
Well, I always go for 10, don't you?
I don't know, I'm lost.
We've had the Mac OS X, and you mustn't then say 10 point something, something.
Oh, it's OS 10,
yeah, but
and that's it.
Yeah, so Final
but
Cut
it was, no, but
will
my
be
point
10.
Was, it was the 10.
Yeah, so it would
well,
be
we're,
X.
We're 8 and 9 with Final Cut.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about that.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
It's like Windows 7 not being Windows 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like a whole chasm of...
I thought Windows 7 was Windows 7.
No, it's not. It's Windows 8 or something.
It's Windows...
Nine.
Yeah, it's
Windows
quite a lot.
Nine. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's rubbish.
Because they forgot, like, ME and 2000 and NT, all that stuff.
I thought they counted those and it was...
No,
they
no.
Okay.
You can't trust these big companies to keep track of what they're doing.
So, when hit or miss...
What's the question?
I used to train people in Final Cut, and I used to find that very confusing, as I've said before.
And I wanted my money back based on what you've described as with Final Cut.
I had some laughing from someone else. Really. I think it was one of the neighbours, actually.
Final Cut 10, it seems okay to me. It seems all right, you know. It's. I think maybe in Britain we've got a sort of habit of jumping on, oh, this is rubbish, and you know, if somebody slags something off, everybody likes drama, nobody likes to big something up. I think that's more of a cultural history for Britain, but I might be wrong in saying that, but I find it good. I found it no worse than the previous one, a lot better in many aspects.
Is it easier to use?
It is a lot easier to use. It integrates with Motion and the nice stuff with in Motion. You can actually build so if you buy Motion as well, so I suppose the two together is £200, you can actually build Final Cut plugins, I suppose is the best way to call it, in Motion, and then they will go into Final Cut, which is something you couldn't do before. It's very good. The magnetic timeline seems to work well for me. The one interesting thing I thought is when you buy it, or buy Motion or buy Final Cut, you'll buy it and it'll download like 2 gigs worth, but don't stop there. Go to the update and you'll get the extra content.
Yeah, didn't make that very clear, did they?
No, they didn't make that clear, and I didn't know about it, and that works for both. So with Final Cut, you get the extra stuff that you get with Logic, and with Motion, you get a load of extra sort of bumpers and that sort of gubbins.
I've got to say, a beer tin falling off a table has never been that low before. I'm ringing in my left ear. You had a question, Mr. Labour, about whether it's iMovie on steroids.
Yeah, is it similar layout to iMovie?
It is. You can sort of see why they've taken it in that direction. If you remember back to iMovie, the one before they changed it all. What's that? What was it? iMovie
HD.
Yeah. And Final Cut were very similar.
Yeah.
And then when we had the new iMovie, the difference between the iMovie and the new version of the old version, I should say, of Final Cut was very different. And so now they are in line, which sort of makes sense if you're starting out with iMovie and you're moving up to Final Cut as a sort of a learning progress curve. And yeah, it's good. I do think some of the sort of the older guys who are saying, oh, it's got no analog support or out to tape or out to external monitors, I suppose it hasn't, but is that current anymore? I mean, do we really care?
We were talking earlier in terms of the real high-end pros that are shooting for the BBC or for the kind of the films are using other systems. So I think what Apple have done is just gone for the mass market. The people who are graduating from iMovie, something a bit better, but not the full kind of Avid or
full
system.
Yeah, I mean, that's taken in consideration with the price that they made it. I think they started off, if you like, with a price.
Yeah.
We can get 90%, if you like, 50% of the people that bought iMovie to buy something at a price. Well, we've now got to make it, if it's that price, something that they can use. Because there's no point. You can make Final Cut £10,000 and you're going to sell 500,000 of them worldwide.
Yeah.
Or you can make it 200,000 and sell 100,000,000 of them worldwide. You're going to make far more money. So I think what they did, they started off with an idea. We're going to make Final Cut for the masses. To do that, we've got to make it more user-friendly. And of course, I mean, it's like myself and Ewan, you know, we will use CS5 and Adobe. but we could quite easily, for most of what we use, use Aperture or something, a lesser program. But, you know, for the most part, I won't, just because I know my way around. But, and it's the same with a movie. For 99% of what you need, Final Cut X 10, whatever you want to call it, is perfectly adequate. It's just, you know, if you've taken the trouble, in a funny way, if you've taken the trouble to learn something complicated, you feel really miffed when they then make it usable for everyone else because you no longer feel that special. And I think that's part of it.
That's great, but, I mean, would it have been really that hard for Apple to actually provide a conversion utility to move the existing Final Cut Pro 7 files across to the new Final Cut?
I think that's something that they neglected, and I think it's something they will add, like another compressor, another add-on.
But they did say wait for a third-party solution, didn't they?
Yeah, they do have a habit of that. It's like the Flash thing. We don't think you need that anymore, so we're going to dig our heels in and you're not having it. If someone else wants to write something that will make Flash work, well, good for them. But we want everyone to use HTML5, and maybe they're saying, we want everyone to forget about analog, so stuff you. If you want to fix it, then get someone else to do it for you. And they get away with it, and they'll still sell bucket loads of number 10 Final Cut, and they will get away with it, and we'll put up with it, because we always do. And I'm not allowed to be rude to Mac, because it's a Mac show, so I'm going to shut up now.
Is there a complete shift, though, in what Apple are looking for as their customer base? Because, like all good businesses, they're responding to the figures.
Exactly.
You know, Lion is all set up for someone that's using a laptop.
Yeah, it's also for someone that's never used a Mac. It will take you 5 minutes to work out how to use Lion.
Yeah.
It'll take you 5 hours to learn how to use OS X 9.
Yeah, so FCP
OS X 9? No, that ain't mine. OS 9.
I just said, yeah. Oh, so, but FCP is going for grunts more than...
It's going for the YouTube generation, but it is going... Things are changing. And video and audio and everything else in the commercial world are changing. I think Apple's on that curve. It sees the way things are going. It sees that businesses might want to do video instead of going to a professional video house for a tutorial video or something like that they want to put on the internet that people can freely download. They're aiming at that, and I do think that's the future. And you see a lot of, okay, we get the extreme, which are these super, you know, HD films that are 3D and stuff, but things are changing on that. For me, when I'm sort of, I don't like to use the word consuming media, the most interesting things that I watch and I listen to are not generated by Hollywood. And I think Apple are very much on that. They're thinking, okay, we can not take advantage, but enable these people to produce better stuff.
You're not including this show in that, though.
No.
But I think the whole history of Apple, they've always been about the mass adoption of new technologies and pushing technologies forward. I mean, I think you've got lots of industries have been through the Appleization, like photography's been through a digital process, music's been through a digital process where it's gone from the massive studio into the bedroom, and photography's gone from having to have a dark room and all this kit through to digital to... And I think Final Cut 10 is just like, this is now the video professional's turn. It's just their industry's turn to be changed from high-end, massive costs professional studio to bedroom production.
Well, I mean,
and Final Cut 10 is Apple's shot at that, saying, no, you're the last guys on the purely pro, stand out, and it's time for that all that industry to fold into the bedroom.
Go ahead, Steve.
I think, Will, your point was brilliant. How many...
Oh, I love it. I think I'll leave it. I think you're excellent.
If you're a business, how many products are you going to sell to Hollywood? How many films are made per year versus how many YouTube videos are uploaded per hour? And that's the market they've gone for, all of these bedrooms.
Yeah, you've got to think, how much video in this world is produced? Oh, it's probably a billion seconds a second or something ridiculous, right? But it's all digital. You try and find something that's analog, and no one's going to record anything today in analog. The only trouble with this Final Cut 10 is it's not...
Oh, very
good. Look, Daddy!
Oh, that's nice.
I'll carry on in a moment.
You got a cake. That's lovely. Fantastic. That's lovely.
Very good. Thank you.
The chat room's revolting. They're saying they can't see the main table. Apparently, this is the main table.
All right. We don't care.
The main table over here.
Anyway,
follow the hashtag.
Everything.
Follow the hashtag.
Everything is now recorded digitally anyway, so the only problem
apart from this, obviously, yeah, which is all analog.
Yeah, well, it's all on the that big what's it, Edison wheel, wasn't it? So the only problem is a backward compatibility. And Apple said, you know what, why should you use the old Final Cut if you've got a problem? You've got that ability, just don't upgrade.
Is Apple in danger, though? And I mean, everyone here is an Apple user and has been for a number of years.
Yes, yeah, Sarah. What? Sarah, especially you.
Yeah.
I was, yeah, years ago.
Yeah, Paul's nodding.
Not.
Mike?
Apple's a computer. Mike, yeah.
5 years.
System.
5 years
more. That, yeah. Steve?
2 years.
Long time user?
4 years.
4 years. So what you've got is people that have transferred over to Apple because there was a certain brand that went with Apple. There was the thought process of it was Apple, you were different, you,
well, you
were being
what it was?
Different from everyone else.
It worked.
Yeah, exactly.
It was at a time where if you were a Windows user, you spent your whole time screaming. And then you went, you know what, I don't care what it costs, I don't want to scream at this computer anymore. And you went and bought something that the tagline was, it just worked. And for the most part,
it
did.
That's my point. It was a Windows backlash.
For most of us,
let me finish my point.
Come on.
You're just a host.
All of us.
You're not in trouble. You're not in charge now, mate. We're all.
I don't have an opinion. All of us transferred over to Mac because we were different. It was something special and it just worked.
I've never used a Windows PC in my life. Well, I have, but.
Yeah, but posh.
But are we in danger of Apple now getting to the point that the Mac no longer just works?
That's exactly.
Because it's gone for the mass market. You get all the crap I've had with the audio last week. That means that we're all sat on analog this week, yep, on a laptop rather than bringing the Skype wall out.
A year ago, maybe more, I might have been when Leopard came out. And I'll tell you what, it was the first time me and you were sitting in my dining room and we were having a conversation and I said, look, I know you're a Mac fanboy, but I've got to tell you this, I really, really beep, I beat myself, right?
Yeah.
And I was so annoyed because I'd invested time, effort, and I know it's only technology, but I'd actually invested something emotional into this thing. I know it's only technology, and I felt so utterly let down when it didn't work. Whereas when I turn on the PC and it works, I'm surprised. But when a Mac doesn't work, I really was devastated because I felt like I joined a private club. I'd actually spent a bit of money to be a little bit more special, and not everybody knew our secret.
Oh, man!
Oh, there goes my hip joint.
That's the competition. Those people not on video. What was that noise? What's it?
And my hip's gone. Right, it's gone.
And I need a new zip.
Sorry.
Oh, that was quite interesting.
Can we have a repeat? Just for
some
more.
Oh, I feel that much taller now.
Right.
Whatever I was saying, it was right, okay?
No, but that's the point, is that they're really... I mean, Steve, as the London Mac group, I'm guessing he's pretty hardcore when it comes to Mac users.
There is completely a split of our membership. About 6 months ago, we got about 250 members. The average age is about, have a guess.
I'd have said 30-something.
I would have said they were quite old Mac users.
The average age is probably about 65.
There you go.
65.
Oh, I like this. I was right. I was actually right.
We've pushed it in the last, since the WDC event where we had a live stream of the event. We had 87 people turned up with 2 days' notice. Average age was about 22. So the existing Mac core is quite that demographic of 65 or so, but there is a huge amount of developers, iOS guys that are that young group. Well,
my question would be, is that core of 65 actually feeling fairly... sorry.
Don't apologise, this is really entertaining. Turn the video camera
around. Happy.
There's some real stuff going on here.
Is this core of people that you're talking about, the 65-year-olds, actually feeling fairly betrayed at the minute, though?
Riley, shush. It's careful management, actually, between the traditional group like the support of the Apple community, and that's what they get from the London Mac News group, and the younger group are happy to support them in terms of helping them with questions or so. For example, this weekend, well, this Monday, we've got a meeting, and some of the new developers are coming to show Lion to the older group. And that never used to happen because the older group were kind of, what's Panther? Where's Tiger? That type of conversation, as opposed to leopards, you know, snow leopards. So it's trying to get the balance between the two is what we're going through at the moment.
But what's interesting is the 65-year-old group. Now, I was reading something recently. I think Stephen Fry wrote it. Or it might have been the book he wrote recently, actually, about himself. And he was an early adopter of Mac with Douglas Adams, was that?
Well, he had number two, didn't he?
Yeah. Douglas was.
But yeah. The point was, it was an academic exercise to own a Mac. It was, you had to be quite bright, you had to be really in the know, and you had to have a bucket load of money.
Bugger all use.
You used to have to work very hard to get anything out of a Mac at the time. You literally had to program the damn thing yourself to make it work. I'm only going by what he said. Everyone loves Stephen Fry, so you can't be horrible to me. But that was that group of people. They were wealthy, they were academic, and they were you know, in the drama end or the literary end, or they were, you know, slightly higher up than the average, shall we say, intellectually. Then you get this point where it's PC for years, and you had to really love Mac to want to use a Mac. So then you get this PC, but then you get this new jump. I suppose it's the iMac generation. It was iMac, and then it was the Mac Mini generation. And now it's become mass market.
I think it's the iPhone generation.
Yeah,
as well.
But the software is now following the hardware. Whereas it was, say, 5 years ago, they made mass market computers, but they kept their software almost professional. Now they've got the mass market computer, they need to make the usability mass market, which they've never done before. And that is the final cut.
But yeah. My question is, does the average Mac user, I think even going back 4 years to 5 years, you kind of like the fact that you were different. You doesn't, nodding your head doesn't work, Steve.
Yeah, but that's in the same, it's in the same way as we can't be different in that way anymore because none of us can grow our hair long anymore. You know, we can't do that, so we have
to
be different.
Well, you speak for yourself,
dude. Yeah, well, only on your chest, mate. Our difference isn't what it was. We can't be, I don't know what emus. I don't think they're called emus. I think they're called emos or something. But we can't be different in that way. So we have to be different in the only way that our wives will permit us, which is normally buying a bit of technology or, you know, having a nicer telly or a faster car or something.
Yeah.
And it's all part of that same thing.
Because it's like years ago that most Macs were, 95% of Macs were in design studios and photographic.
Yeah,
and
that it was always the creative professional.
So you've got like, I mean, like I started using Macs when I was at art college, and I did my dissertation on a Mac.
See, arty type, told you.
And so basically, you've got this kind of like self-fulfilling prophecy that Apple's saying you are different, you think different, and they sold their computing to a bunch of people that already think they're different and think different.
Yeah, but
so
and now they've left them all behind. You got a point, Paul.
Yeah, I mean the thing for me is, fine, it screwed up the 10.6.8. Upload screwed up my sound, but I knew that I could put my Snow Leopard disk in and leave that to install and then go on and do the software update, and that brought it straight back up to 10.6.8. fine, it took 3 hours, but it worked. I didn't back a thing up and nothing was lost, nothing changed. You try doing that on a Windows machine, reinstalling the operating system. You format the disk, you reinstall the operating system, you've got to reinstall all your applications, all your settings are back to vanilla, and you've lost everything.
It's the same on Linux as well.
Really? It's easier on Linux?
No. It's hard. Exactly the same thing as Windows.
Well, the thing is, what Mac did well is their operating system and anything else on the system is more or less a completely separate entity. Yeah. One talks to the other, but when you put something on a PC, it writes this to the registry, it changes that here, that everywhere. But on a Mac, intrinsically, not everything, but most things are completely separate. So if you want to get rid of something, you drop it in the trash can. It might leave a few bits and pieces, but for the most part, it's gone. But on a PC, you have the thousands of files that have to be changed and moved back and altered just to take something out. I mean, that's where Mac works. They do that fundamental part of the system is great, but they're selling themselves from being... I mean, it's no surprise that, for instance... Ewan is a photographer. I'm a photographer. You were a graphic
Alex,
artist.
Please stop jumping up and down on the trampoline while you're doing this.
I'm very sorry. And it's that high-pitched voice I can do as well. It's really amazing.
You just get very excited, don't you?
There's some boys in the chat room here. So we've got a show. Welcome to the Alex Show.
Thanks.
I switched because I wanted a computer that I could use, not nurse it along to keep it working. And Drummer in the chat room says, you don't need to reinstall everything to do a repair of Windows, however, if it screws up.
But I bought, I made the really bad mistake the other week of offering for a Windows using friend, bought their computer around and said, look, I've got this Windows 7 upgrade disk and I've got XP and I want to upgrade to XP and here's the disk, and I opened it up and inside is the disk and there's like 1,000 sheets of paper about how to upgrade from various versions of Windows to whatever this particular Windows disk was, and it turns out that to go from XP, which is probably the second most popular Windows install, to Windows 7, that Microsoft's instructions were to first erase your hard drive.
Well, no, there's a challenge coming to you here, Paul, from the chat room, so stand on your back. You're going to wish you weren't on this panel in a minute. To be fair, the techniques for recovery in Windows are far swifter than on Mac.
Yeah, the snapshot looks good.
My system was screwed. Yeah. I wasn't getting the sound. And
on Mac?
On the Mac.
Yeah.
Fine. So the update had failed. So I didn't need to go in and try and understand all the sound cards and all the settings and go into control panel and see what the settings were and what the drivers were. I just, right, fine. I'll put the Snow Leopard disk in. Reboot from that, do the software update, that installed, and everything was fine. Yeah. I didn't have to back it all up and check my settings, save things off, stop taking photos of me.
Just trying to put you off.
It worked straight away, whereas my work computer is a Windows XP box, and
What am I doing?
I reboot it twice a day, you know.
All right.
It just locks up.
I think the other thing that doesn't help is the fact that Windows policy on DRM and the fact they actually pay the manufacturers to actually not give out discs, which actually is trying to make it even harder for Joe Public if they actually need to reinstall it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just... That's one thing I really hate about Windows.
To back up the chat room though, Ewan, I think maybe what they're saying, I could be wrong, but under Windows 7, the Windows updates that come through, if you need to roll back any of the Windows update, it is a very slick process now.
Yeah.
And it is very, very efficient. If any of the updates go bad or you want to roll back to any of the points
so
in
you,
the update,
you can't roll back with 10.6.8.
Yeah, but you never have to, do you?
To 10.6.
Let's be honest.
No, you trust me, dude. You friggin' do, because this week I've lost 2 days of my entire life and I've lost a whole pile of emails that I was desperate to keep because I could not roll back to 10.6.7. You know, I was pissed this week. I was not an Apple fanboy this week.
Not to upset the chat room by speaking, but one of the reasons Mac doesn't have the same issues or need the same issues as Windows is 95% of it is not third party. So with Windows you need the ability to roll back because you need to be able to undo third party stuff, and generally on Mac it's not third party, it's something that came with or was written by Mac, so that's you don't need the same rollback facility.
Yeah, but I still think you still need that rollback facility because as we've seen this week, Apple screwed something up.
Well, possibly it's the arrogance of believing that they're perfect.
Yeah, probably. Oh, it's just us. We don't need to worry about it. Yeah, which is totally wrong.
I mean,
is that going to change now? The App Store's there, and with third-party apps coming into the App Store, is it going to go more towards the Windows model?
Well, it's going to go less towards, because with the App Store, one of the guidelines for any app that's for sale on the App Store is that all of the material that the app requires to run needs to be contained within the package itself. So normally at the moment, the Mac, you've got the you've got the library folder at the root level of the drive, and you've got the library folder in your home directory, which particularly Adobe are fantastic at spraying files into. But the new guidelines are basically any app that you download from the App Store, everything it needs to run, everything it needs to reference needs to be contained within that pack installer package, or the actual app package, which means that you can just trash any app by taking it straight to the trash, and you can download any app again onto any machine without needing any additional software, and that's a good thing.
Because there's virtually no installation.
No, there isn't.
It's literally copying from one place to another, and that's it.
Every file that every application needs to run, and one of the main files that disobeys this, of course, is Final Cut 10, because Apple wrote it, and they feel free to.
I was going to. You spoiled my point there. Never mind.
That was very good to that point.
Yeah. I was waiting for my. But it's been gone. It's lost. It's lost.
Last point in the chat room is from Drummer again, saying if your PC needs to start 2 times a day, there's something seriously wrong anyway. So, you know, most PCs wouldn't need to restart twice a day, is the point.
Yes, agree. It's a work. It's a
shouldn't
work
have
computer.
Bought an HP, really.
It's a work it? Computer. It's locked down.
Right. Have we got any cool thingies?
Will,
I'm sorry, mate, but I mean, the comments this week on Twitter, the emails I've received,
It's got a time machine.
We are in an absolute bated breath for your pick.
Well, I've changed my mind a little bit, but I'll go with it anyway. It's called My Breast Org. And I'm thinking,
for those of you in the chat room,
I'm thinking I shouldn't have done this one. So My Breast Org. It's lovely. I mean,
everyone's lovely. Like that.
What's that near area stuff you get? Well, yeah. And if the chat room can see what I could see, it's a very good app. You don't need to say anything else.
It's got three buttons. We've got the gallery, which is fun.
I thought there was only two. I couldn't see the other
one.
There's a program called My Breast Org with a gallery.
Yeah, there's a gallery. Which thing is? I shouldn't make light of it because it is. So there's this guy in America who set up. He makes your boobs bigger if you want to. No, he's like a proper medical guy, plastic surgeon, he's released an app.
Okay. Oh, is it mybreastorg.org or is it mybreastaug for augmentation?
So we've got the gallery, we've got the about, and we've got the morph button, and it's the morph button that's the best.
Did you take a picture of yourself though?
Oh yeah, already. Got to be honest.
So, where did you find this app, Will?
Yeah.
It's the back of a magazine he found. Yeah.
I was just, honestly, he was just browsing and it came up.
Oh, right. Is that what they call it now? Polishing the rocket is browsing, got you?
I didn't know they had a section on the app store for that.
It's a serious medical application.
Oh, yes, of course it is, mate.
I think it's a serious medical problem, actually.
So what you do is you take a picture of yourself, if you want to, and then
from the waist up.
Well, you take a picture of yourself if you've got breasts, because otherwise it's pointless.
Doesn't matter, you can do it with
or anybody
breasts
on the beach.
Have you done yourself?
Yes, I've done myself, yes.
Oh, show us.
No, I haven't got it on here. I do have my iPad, I can't grab my iPad if you want to see it.
No, that's poster size.
Is this a topless picture?
Yeah, you have to do topless, and then
where do they send your photo to?
Oh, they don't.
Speakers of the world. Oh, sorry.
They don't tell you they'll do anything with the
photo. You take a picture of your breast. It goes into the cloud.
I'm sorry, this is for medical purposes.
So there we are. So then you position the 1 and 2. I don't suppose you can see that. We've got the 1 and 2 on your.
I'd be more fun if it was automatic, wouldn't it?
I thought it was left and right.
Is it? No, we'll have 1 and 2 according to this. And we can either shrink them or grow them. And you press the grow button, for instance.
Well, why the hell would you press the shrink button?
I don't know. I've no idea. And then what it does, it shows you a before and after photo and basically grows your breasts.
Yeah, but what
I'm
interested in how it...
No, they're not your breasts.
That's so surreal. We're sitting talking about a breast augmentation application and twinkle, twinkle little stars playing in the background. My kids are going to be taken off me.
This is a serious medical application and it's really fun.
Yeah, my pick is called penis.
Serious medical application and it's fun. Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
Have you managed to... The other application you need then is wobble.
I'm not on my own in this, man.
You got to have wobble.
And that does a similar thing?
Yeah, make sure.
Not
that,
really.
Yeah, but the two things in combination would be quite fun, wouldn't it?
No, exactly. The wobble does circles, and then they're not circles anymore. But moving on. Alex, have you got a pick for us?
Well, No. No, it's simply, right, because I've just got to bring down the tone a bit from that high echelon. It was very simple. It's just I needed to come to Birmingham yesterday, and it was a last-minute thing. And I didn't know, I had something to do.
Can you throw that thing over the fence?
Very simply, I downloaded an app called Booking.com.
Booking.com.
Booking.com. And I just, basically, the only place I'd ever heard of was Edgbaston. And I went, Edgbaston, and it gave me a list of hotels, and I pressed the button, and within about a minute, I had booked a hotel room. I had pictures of swimming pools and gyms and things I was never going to use, but I got a good hotel, and it was booked. And I haven't spoke to anyone. I turned up and they said,
not quite as good as breast augmentation, but very good.
I had to bring it down somehow.
What's the price of yours, Will, by the way?
Oh, it's free. Absolutely free. What more do you want?
And mine depends on what room you book.
So the app that takes pictures of you topless is free.
Yeah. Free.
Okay.
That's called a camera.
Do you get that allow for your location thing to come up when you first turn it on?
I did experiment a bit because you can import photos as well. So I'll leave it at that. But I did have a good experiment. I looked around and.
So you made Jordan look a bit smaller.
You had a good experiment.
I think it's called an epiphany.
You mean
it?
You spent a long time cruising for porn, drinking Bovril?
No, it wasn't exactly that. It wasn't exactly that. But it's fun and it's free. Anyway, sorry, booking.
The chat room has gone mad with links.
I don't know. I did something and I got a hotel room and I didn't have a wobble or a breast augmentation.
The chat room's gone mad with links. And I've forgotten to enable links, so they're going to have to try again, but I hate to think where they're taking me. Andrew, do you have a pick for us?
Well, I've got this really good iPhone app that plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. When anyone's talking nonsense.
Twinkle Twinkle.
Mine's eBay because that frigging thing's on that tomorrow morning.
No, we were. I got a lift here today with Paul, and we were stuck between recommending his free sat. What's your free sat now?
The one you stole out of the pub car.
Scobbler.
No, the other one.
Google.
Nav free.
All right.
Yeah, which seemed to get us here okay, which was good.
Yeah.
Although we did go.
But you were going to Scotland at the time.
Which is kind of like a desolate landscape, isn't it?
Where?
Birmingham. You know where you live. It's like.
So that's 15% of the viewing figures gone.
No.
But no. Anyway, so a game which is quite addictive, going for the sort of addictive nature of stick cricket.
Are you saying you ignored Paul the whole way here?
No.
Go on.
Left a bit.
And no, you know your flip program that you recommended the other week?
Yeah.
I'm addicted to it, but it pisses me off immensely.
Wait, someone mentioned flick. Why? Something. You haven't gone into one yet.
Because I just can't do it. I can't get past 6,000.
6,000? You wuss. I'm on 18,000 and I'm rubbish at it.
Ooh.
Fight.
Challenge. This is the iPhone app, isn't it? Not the iPad one, which is rubbish.
I've tried both and they're both crap.
Okay.
Or I'm crap. There you go. I'm both.
But it's addictive.
The breast augmentation.
And it has that sort of 30-second I'm in the toilet and I can't bear to listen
to
the voices
8 minutes
in my head for any longer. So I'm going to have to do something with the phone whilst I'm in the toilet.
You all laughed at me the week. 5 to 7 minute apps, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Apps for the morning motion.
Well, people have got the thing is that if you go to the toilet, you sat there for a bit, and if you're not doing anything physically,
well, you're doing something.
Yeah.
But why do you take your phone in the first place?
Because you know that the voices in your head will kick in at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I have medication for that. I mean,
But anyway, this is it's another game on the iPhone, and it's called Tap Defense.
Have a go.
Will, it's really good.
Go on. What happens?
Well, it's like a little game. It's like a castle at one end of the screen. And a road going down to the castle, and all these elves and orcs and things tramp down the thing, and you have to build defences and kill them all. And the more you kill, the more money and things you get, the better the defences you can build, because more orcs are going to come the next level, etc., etc.
So it's like Field Runners.
It's
not Frogger, is it?
I know that app, but I can recommend it. It's a good app. It's a bit like Field Runners, but Field Runners, you get the money when you kill things, and that's it. Whereas Tower Defense, you can say at the end of this level, I'm going to gamble my money and get better.
Yeah. Or so you get to spend all your thing on different towers with flaming arrows.
You know, there's sometimes in life where you want to pretend you don't know something. I know every little free app fucking game that's ever been.
I don't know many, but I know that one. That was a good game.
Yeah, it is.
Matt Benson in the chat room wants to know, Will, if there's a program, mylunchbox.org.
Well, you do wonder. Mine did wonder in that direction.
I've seen the app, right?
But you stand in front of the mirror and yours grows. Yeah.
I've seen the app, and there's no reason why you couldn't take a picture of anything and enlarge it.
I suppose that's
that's the photographer
Zoom.
In me. It's called Zoom. Yeah.
Did you
move the camera closer to the object?
It's called a macro lens, Will.
There's plenty of noses here today that could use that, definitely. Right, have you got a recommendation for us?
I hadn't prepared anything, but you were
talking
about... Well, we'll
come back to you.
Well, you were talking about flick cricket. My favourite one is Big Cup Cricket. You ought to try that out. Big Cup Cricket.
Right.
They put it on a sale when we won the Ashes last year, so I got it then.
And how much was it?
When it was on sale, it was 59 pence, but it's probably a little bit more.
Worst, it's going to be a pound. Have you got one for us, Dave?
I haven't. Not a Mac one or an Apple.
Well, you can't come on the Mac show. You can do a big one tonight, but not the Mac one now.
Oh,
it's got to be Mac tonight.
Phone out,
Sarah, have you got a Mac recommendation for us?
Yeah, buy a
Don't buy it.
I will do one.
Oh, it's the Apple IIe.
Yeah. My favourite Apple.
Coxes.
Go on, Paul.
Okay, iOS. Cycle Streets.
Go on.
It's a.
Oh, cycling. I see you tweeting on this.
A cycling.
You're doing a triathlon in 2 days, which was ill advised, really, wasn't it? Based on the amount of beer you've drunk so far, let alone the rest of the day.
It's a cycling route finder. So, trying to get back from Cirencester to home, about 11 miles, it was picking up cycle paths and cycle routes as well as small roads. So, well worth looking at. It's free.
The police went around picking up psychopaths.
No, psychopaths, not psychopaths.
Oh, dear.
Listen.
You're not a local from there, are you?
No. So, picking up useful routes for cyclists. Rather than just
is
main
it
road.
Shorter than going on the road though?
No, but it's safer.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So if you do triathlons, you're not worried about distance, though, are you? That's okay. If you're a fat bastard like me, maybe.
No, but it was interesting that it was picking up not just road routes, but picking up psychopaths. And things.
Brilliant. And finally, Steve.
Can I go for an old one? It's not Plex, but it's...
That's bloody nightmare, Plexes. Don't have it. It's a fucking nightmare. It
was a bee's knees last week.
Oh, every time I turn it on Plex's media's running, and I can't switch it off.
I think that's why you went for the breast one this week, so no one remember that you did the Plex.
You're trying to tell us that when you do a pick, you don't actually fully... go into the full depth of your pick.
It's a bloody nightmare, it is.
Mine was going to be anyone who's got an iPad. Flipboard is a brilliant app. It is a slightly older app, but it is a brilliant, brilliant app for showing you what the people that you follow on Twitter and or Facebook and or news magazines are putting out on the web. It's a good consolidator of all that information.
Jolly good.
That's Flipboard.
That's very serious.
My pick is there was one that was released this morning called Gift Shop, GIFSHOP, and what it does is you use your iPhone to make gifs, animated gifs, and it's dead simple, 12 pictures, and then it just loops it. It's not very good in terms of what comes out at the end, but for someone to give for a kid, and it's quick and easy, and Ellis would love it. It's that kind of stuff, definitely. Gift Shop. It was a pound, pretty expensive. Last word goes to UK2.net. How much do we love them?
Hey!
They're the sponsors. They keep us afloat. We've started sucking up no end of banners. Since Will was on the other week with the photo show, the listenership's gone up a bit. Although people are writing in there because they're upset because there's no porn anymore.
Yeah, they don't want to know about photo.
But you are on photo this afternoon.
Am I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's going to bring his everyone
who's ears on? they keep us afloat. I mean, they really look after us. You can get 15% off.
Free!
If you go to them. Whatever you pick up, VPS server, co-location services, domain names, anything you like, when you go through, just put in the offer code BAGELTECH and you'll get 15% off. Please go to our website, bageltechnews.com, and click on the link for UK2. There's a tracking link on there so they know wherever you go and they know what you purchase. And we had a call with them this week, and I said, you know, are we keeping up our end of the bargain? And they said they are, in quotes, very happy.
That
means that all of you are buying things from UK2 and using our link, which...
Use your ace. Say ace. That's where the right place to use your ace.
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 Yeah, we're back into the 70s.
Ace. Boston.
Yeah. I bought 3 domains through them last week and it was very good.
You did, good man. Did you use Ollie?
Yes.
Oh no!
Let them know. Look, we gave you 3 more than you know about. And they were VPS £100 a week.
No, but that's better because I didn't get 15% off. So
your problem, young man, is that you've got celebrity now. Because someone stopped you in Waitrose, until someone came past the corner all this week,
guard?
Checking whether it was you or not.
Yeah,
you've got stars in your eyes. Look.
Sorry, I didn't recognise you without Dr. Happybeck on your T-shirt.
No, I had.
Can I have your autograph?
I said, should I just come dressed for nice, or should I put have my Dr. Happy Mac thing on, and she said it depends whether you're a sad git or not.
Sorry, what was the outcome?
So he's wearing the t-shirt with the logo on it.
Drum appointed someone there. Well done this week, mate. Thank you very much. If you're doing it, then please, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. We would be lost without them. They suck up everything that we need in terms of bandwidth and so on, and they never complain. So, well chuffed. Cheers. Where can we get a hold of you apart from here today?
Yeah, you and Spag.
BritishMac.com and also the podcast, of course, which is British Mac, and Twitter.
Are you supposed to do one today?
Take photo.
I should do one today, but I'm truthful. I was going to do it yesterday, knowing that I was coming down here today, but I keep waiting for Lion. Lion. I'm waiting for Lion, and I figure it's going to be out any day. So I think. And I'm working hard on the video version of British Mac, which is fun. I'm really enjoying myself with the video version.
We should do it this afternoon, mate. We could turn this place into the Pussycat Club.
Oh no, I've got the there's a bit of I've been having fun.
Good man.
He's been using his app while he's been doing.
Been really having a nice time.
Alex, where can we get hold of you?
At Alex G Fox on Twittery thing, and I'm sure that's my official tag now. Twittery thing.
Twittery thing. Have you started it, twitterything.com? Because it's like the screen
locks
online thing.
Yeah. I'm going to try and buy it. I think it'll be worth it.
Good man. Get through UK2, though. Don't do what Andrew does. No. Andrew, where can we get hold of
you? I'll let him know.
What? Don't do what I
do. Don't do what I do. Do
what I'm told to do. Yes
exactly.
Yes. At Dr. Happy Mac on Twitter. Come down to the Cornhall in Cirencester if you happen to be that 0.003% of the UK population that is within walking distance of Cirencester. That's about it. Yeah.
How do you know that?
What?
That 0.330.
It's an app on his phone.
Oh, there we go.
How do I know that? How do you think I know that? How do you think I know that?
Because you are.
He read
Dr.
it.
Dr. Happy, mate. Mike, where can we get hold of you?
Well, I've got two personas. I've got a home persona and a work persona. It depends which one you want.
Jekyll and Hyde.
It is Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it?
So the home one is at Millstone Barn. I tend to lurk around in the British Mac forums. And then on the work one, I've worked for one of the systems integrators, so I'm at Atos Mike.
Right, okay. Dave, where can we get hold of you?
You can get me on Twitter at MainPlusUK.
Very good man. Sarah, Mac panelist again.
Yes, I know.
And expert.
Becoming a bit of a habit. You can get hold of me at my website, which is sarahjaneuk.com, or on Twitter at sarahjaneuk.
Go on, Liz.
Cyberpool.
At iCyberPoll on Twitter.
Good man.
If you really want to.
And Mr. Neighbour, finally, it's your plug for 18th as well here, so.
Yeah. On Google Plus. I'm completely on Google Plus, I'm completely unknown because I can't get onto it yet. But at Clothhead HQ, London Mac User Group, we've got the event on the 18th, all Baker Tech crew. Invited, come down, host it with yourselves, can't wait for it. And the Wood Pub on the Monday night.
Brilliant. That sounds like I might be late for work on Tuesday. Well, we'll be back again next week. We might not be back on the Skype wall because we might have a problem with that still, because I haven't got my task time desk back. But we'll definitely be back, even if it's all on the audio thing. We'll get there, don't worry.
We did earlier, we touched it, but I think I've come up with it, and it's the first person that can email in with the name of my dog wins the headphones.
Right, there is a set of Bose headphones.
Bose
in-ear headphones from Dr. Happy Mac, sponsored by him, but you need to be able to mention the name of his dog.
What's your dog called?
I've got to say, that does sound rather difficult, because I'm not sure whether you've mentioned it on a podcast or not. I know it's barked on the podcast, doesn't count.
Are you trying to encourage stalkers?
It's also on the website. The dog's name is on the website.
Oh, right, okay, that's fair enough then. So, a bit of typing to do.
You already messed up there, haven't
it's
you?
It's Doggy Happy Mac, isn't it?
What? Yeah. Well, people are just going to go to your website now rather than.
Oh, that would be a bad thing.
Why on earth would people want to increase traffic to their website? I ask you.
Downloading the previous bagel text, Max, listening to them religiously until they found the name of the dog.
Mm. Or go to the website.
What is his name?
It'll tell you when it's finished.
Where are people emailing into?
Are they going to send it to BagelTechNews or BagelTechMac@gmail.com?
That is a rubbish question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got to do something a bit more.
Like 27 years ago.
What's the name of my dog?
No, that's what,
what have you brought? Mine's called Watson.
Yours is in Harry Potter. It's called a teeter.
Oh, I tell you what, this week has been horrible.
Oh, that's Death Eater, I know, sorry.
We're going to get the live view now.
Headphone cables especially.
What's your URL, Andrew?
What's the URL?
What's your URL?
Yeah, it's on my, it's on my website. And the website is
www.drhappymac.co.uk.
I always, is that a little bit sinister, I wonder, Dr. Happy Mac?
It's a little bit, you know. It's like, he might as well call himself Surgeon General or something.
Or just Dr. Evil.
You know.
Yeah.
I've met you now, I can't agree.
I can't agree either.
I did say, would you say earlier, that I was less happy, more cynically depressed.
Yeah, but it's so too long to type in there, isn't it? Dr. Less Happy, Cynically Depressed Mac.
You've got to say, Andrew, you shouldn't have come here expecting not to have the piss taken out of you.
I didn't.
Good man.
And I'm happy with that.
Right.
We haven't taken the piss.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back again in 20 minutes with the photo show, which could sound exactly the same.
I wonder who's going to be on that.
With Alex G. Fox. We got some questions though. So we've got some questions, yeah.
Crap, and remember what.
But they're all answering them, not us.
That'll be quite funny.
And we'll be back again with the Mac Show via Skype somehow with a live feed. Not entirely sure, but we'll get there. Thank you for listening so very much and coming to the party.